The Museum of the American Piano in Lower Manhattan is no more. The rent was too high, and not enough people knew about the museum's existence. But its founder still hopes his museum can be saved, NPR's Margot Adler reports.
In a basement on Lower Broadway, not far from the World Trade Center site, Kalman Dietrich, a slender, bespectacled man in a charcoal tweed jacket, looks lovingly at his few remaining pianos. Movers are carting boxes away. Dietrich has gone through his savings, the staff is gone, and now most of the instruments.
Some of them are going to a warehouse. Others, I'm still looking for a place where somebody would accept the piano.
Dietrich is looking for people who will restore the pianos, create cultural events around them. But even more, he wants space and money to start the museum again. Dietrich came to the United States from Hungary in 1956. He studied to be an engineer, but he always loved old pianos, the wood, the engineering. For him, the piano was the first American product to overtake Europe's craftsmanship. In 1867, a piano by Chickering won the gold medal at the Paris Exposition. Dietrich believes it was a turning point for American products, and he says piano makers had to be exceptionally skilled.
They had to learn about acoustics, about making a piece of furniture that would withstand the tension of the strings pulling it, even after 200 years. And they had to be engineers, too, in order to design the mechanism that will make this whole instrument work. So they were really the craftsmen of all other craftsmen.
Dietrich got a job restoring pianos while in school. Then he bought a piano, then another, and soon a museum was the only place to hold them. You can't listen to these pianos as if they were modern instruments with metal frames, he says, opening a piano built in 1796 by Museo Clementi. Imagine this instrument coming in a horse and buggy, the first of its kind in your neighborhood.
And everybody is waiting to be invited to take part and hear this wonderful sound that this instrument can produce. Let's listen to it a little bit. The tone is very small, but don't forget in those days there were no concert halls. I mean, people gathered around the piano in the family home, so you don't have to produce a big tone.
But what you do have with this piano, he says, is you can hear and play music the way Mozart or Beethoven would have heard it. He shows me a 19th century harpsichord all painted with flowery scenes, several more pianos, and a small concert space that seats 75. In September 2001, the museum had 85 piano students. It had lectures and courses in piano restoration. But the attacks of 9/11 changed everything, including the neighborhood. Kalman Dietrich admits he has never been good at fundraising or marketing, but the economic disaster that followed 9/11 hit the museum hard. More than two-thirds of the piano students stopped coming.
You're talking probably around a little less than 200,000 people that are not here that were here at that particular time. Then, of course, money isn't as available as it was.
And he believes some people are still reluctant to come downtown. Despite that, Dietrich says he's ready to start all over again if money and space are forthcoming. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.